The seven fears that will destroy your life and what to do about them.
It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. Delighted to be bringing you this podcast. We've been doing it since 2009, and we have no urge to stop because we're reaching so many people with a powerful, positive, uplifting message. Today, we're talking about fear. Man, oh man, can fear tear you down? Can it hurt you? Can it bring you to your knees? Can it destroy your dreams? It can do all of those and so much more. It can take everything that you have started to build and it can destroy it. Is your relationship falling apart? Is your business not growing the way it needs to grow? Are your sales not as high as they should be? Are your relationships and friendships not growing and blossoming? How about your vitality, your energy, and your health? All of them can be strangled by fear. Fear is a killer of dreams. Fear is a killer of goals. Fear is a killer of health and vitality. So let's talk about seven primary fears. There are others. The first one is fear of failure. People have a fear of failure. And that, think about it, that fear of failure stops them cold in their tracks from doing what they really want to do, from becoming what they really want to become, from experiencing the life they really want to experience because they are frightened of failing. Fear of failure will destroy everything that you've worked for. And I make it kind of the flip side of fear of failure. It's not number two. It's kind of the opposite side of fear of failure, like a two-headed coin, and that's fear of success. Some people just don't know what they're going to do or what to do when everything starts moving in their direction. So fear of failure, fear of success. That's number one. Number two is fear of being alone. Now, you know, when you're alone, you don't have anybody to blame. When you're alone, you don't have anybody to bounce your thoughts off of or share ideas with. And sometimes being alone is a good thing because we can go internal. We can go inside ourselves. We can go deep, deep, deep within ourselves. We can find out what we truly crave, what we truly desire, what we truly want. And that's good. That's absolutely good. But some people are absolutely frightened of that experience. They don't really want to know what they truly desire. They don't want to know what they crave, what they need. They don't like that inward experience. But every great person, male or female, that has done anything incredible with their life, and you can go all through history, has had that moment of aloneness when they sat under a tree, you know, or lying under a bridge, or sitting in a hotel room or at a hospital alongside somebody they cared about that couldn't respond to them. feeling absolutely alone. And at that moment, they made incredible life changes. They put forth an intention that manifested in big ways in their life. Mother Teresa, she had that experience because she left her convent. She left being with others and she went all by herself, alone. And in her loneliness, in her desperation to find out who she was, what her life was about, what meaning did her life have, because she wasn't finding it where she was at, she came across a man who was lying in the streets of Calcutta, India, and he was dying. He only had moments to live. He was sick. And she put her arms around him and held him. And she made a promise to herself after he died. She said, never again will someone die alone if I can help it. If I'm there, if there's anything I can do about it, never again will someone have to die alone. That was her Damascus experience. That was her life-changing experience. But many of you fear being alone. And then there's number three, fear of rejection. Nobody likes to be rejected. I know people who have taken on sales jobs, taken on a sales career, and have given it up, walked away from it, simply because they could not stand being rejected over and over and over again all day long. Then there's the fear of time. How much time will it take away from what I want to do? And so they have a fear of time, losing time. If I commit to this, it will take away all of this. And that becomes a fear in their life. Then there's fear of responsibility. You know, wow, look at the responsibility I take on if I start this company. Look at the responsibility I take on if I have this child. Look at the responsibility I take on if I save my marriage. Whatever it is you want to do with your life. Look at the responsibility I take on if I become a millionaire, because your responsibility grows with every dollar you make. Then there's a fear of loss of freedom. Nobody wants to feel caged. And that's a big fear. And number seven is fear of sickness and death. You know, some people fear the sickness more than they fear the death. Other people fear death and the unknown more than they fear sickness. But any one of these seven fears can strangle your dreams, can keep you from having the dream home that you desire, the company that you want to run, the money that you want to make, the love that you want to enjoy, the health that you deserve. Any one of these fears can stomp out your dreams. So it's important on a subconscious level as well as a conscious level to get in touch with these fears and to remove them, to overcome them, to challenge them. We're going to give you some ideas, some simple ideas, when we return after this important message.
The quality of your life and your ability to attract everything you want depends on focus, clarity, health, and vitality. Robert Zink and Rachel Haas have developed a powerful program to clear your chakras, thus giving you the focus, clarity, health, and vitality you need to live a productive, vibrant life. Order today the Chakra Cleaning and Mind Body Healing Program from www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. This program cleans your energy centers, raises your vibration, and helps you to attract abundance, joy, and health. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com to get this amazing audio program and enjoy the benefits of mind-body healing today.
I want to remind you that if you are being riddled by fear, including agoraphobia. Now, if you don't know what agoraphobia is, don't worry about it. But if you do, you know how much it is destroying your life. I've been there. At one time, the doctors said I was the worst agoraphobic they had ever seen in their entire career. I overcame it. I overcame my fears. You can too, and I'll help you through miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. I'm going to put a miracle in your life, and I mean that. I'm going to put a miracle in your life, and it's going to happen quickly. I'm going to help you have the freedom you deserve. I'm going to help you eradicate the fears from your life that are destroying it. But you have to write me. That's just part of the deal. You've got to visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. Fill out the Miracle Mentoring application form there. Apply for it. There's 30 minutes free, absolutely free. We'll talk. You decide. Or if you have an emergency situation, send me a letter with your phone number and the easiest way to contact you. We're here to help you. I want you to claim right now your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. Okay, some ideas, some thoughts, some beliefs on fear. Number one, make your belief larger than your fear. So you have fear, but you also have belief. I'll use an example. Say you're going on a airplane flight. We'll use that as an example. And you have a fear of the plane crashing and you dying in the flight. Take your belief that you can fly comfortable across country safely, easily, and make it larger than your fear of crashing. You have both pictures in your mind. Which picture do you want to give energy to? Which picture do you want to give life force to? The more energy you put into those positive beliefs, the stronger they're going to become, and the weaker the fear becomes. That's a good thing. Number two, remember that fear is failure. Just repeat that. Fear is failure, and I'm not about to fail. Fear is failure, and I'm not about to fail. You have to define what fear is because it's ambiguous. Well, so is failure. But you know what failure feels like. And make up your mind that you are simply not going to fail this time. That you have the internal power to do whatever it is you want to do. Make that phone call, write that book, paint that picture, write that song, start your band, form your company, whatever it is you desire, okay? Number three, remember that the fear that you run from becomes your boundaries. The fear that you are running from, if you're running from a fear, that becomes your boundary. And remember, one of those fears is loss of freedom. You do not have freedom when you are running from your fear. The idea is not to run from your fear. The idea is to run toward your fear. Yes, run right into it. Move in the direction of your fear, and your fear will begin to diminish. When you travel to where your fear resides, your freedom is awakened. Oh yeah, it's a good feeling. When you go right to where your fear resides and you challenge it, your freedom is awakened. Freedom feels good. Just keep saying that. Take a deep breath. Freedom feels good. Fear feels bad. That's pretty simple. That's almost caveman-like. Freedom feel good. Fear feel bad. But it's the truth. Fear feels bad. Freedom feels great. The next one is destroy your fear with action. Destroy it. Annihilate it by taking action. Make the phone call. Write the letter. Fill out the form. Do something. Take an action. One action leads to the next. And remember, there is no attraction without action. And finally, gratitude and fear cannot coexist. When you're filled with gratitude and you're grateful, yeah, it's a no-brainer. Fear cannot exist in the same room. Wow, we're out of time already? That's crazy. Man, that clock is just moving fast. Okay, thank you so much for sharing us on Facebook. We love you, love you, love you for sharing us on Facebook. And we really need 13 more positive reviews on iTunes. Can you please be one of them? Okay? If you like this podcast, if you listen to it regularly and you listen to it on iTunes, go to iTunes, give us 5 stars and write a positive review. We really appreciate it deeply, deeply. I mean that. Helps us reach more people with this positive, uplifting message. Thank you. We're out of time. Have a great day now because you deserve it.